It's the end of an era at Twitter. Co-founder Jack Dorsey, known for his long beard, love of globetrotting, and Bitcoin, has stepped down as CEO. NPR's tech correspondent Shannon Bond has more.
Jack Dorsey has often seemed uncomfortable with the power that comes with leading a high-profile tech company, unlike Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. Last year, when the New York Times Daily podcast asked if he believes he's one of the most powerful people on Earth, Dorsey said no.
Everything that has made Twitter powerful has come from the people using it.
Mm-hmm.
The people really push the direction of where the service goes and what it is and what it wants to be. And our job as a company, my job as an individual at the company, is to be a checkpoint on that.
Now Dorsey says it's time for him to move on from Twitter. In an email to staff, he says a company being founder-led is, quote, severely limiting and a single point of failure. Over the years, though, Dorsey has been criticized by investors and employees for not being focused enough on Twitter. In an unusual arrangement, he's also CEO of another public company, the payment processor Square. Last year, Dorsey survived an attempt by activist shareholders to force him out of the top job at Twitter. He acknowledged to investors in February the company has been slow to change, unlike its social media peers.
Why don't we start with why folks don't believe in us? It comes down to three critiques. We're slow, we're not innovative, and we're not trusted.
In an effort to attract new users and double annual revenue, Twitter has rolled out new features, including subscriptions and audio chat. Meanwhile, Dorsey has also been attacked by conservatives who claim Twitter censors them, as when it banned then-President Donald Trump after the January 6th Capitol insurrection. Now, these questions of Twitter's power will be up to Parag Agrawal, the company's technology chief. He's taking over as CEO immediately, leaving Dorsey free to pursue his other interests. Shannon Bond, NPR News.